Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass unveils $1.3 billion homelessness budget. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass unveiled her $13 billion budget proposal for 2023 to 2024 this week, the first of her tenure. The budget prioritizes the city's sprawling homelessness problem with a record-high $1.3 billion allocated for more housing, purchasing hotels and motels, substance abuse treatment beds, and establishing a new agency of homeless solutions in her office. The new fiscal year begins July 1. The move was met with optimism and concern from some Angelenos, as the city's budget to address homelessness has swollen from $100 million in 2015 to $1 billion in 2021, while the homeless population and tent encampments keep rising. The last homeless count in 2022 recorded nearly 42,000 homeless people living on the streets of Los Angeles, up almost 2% since 2020. About 5 homeless people die per day across the county, according to the Los Angeles County Department of Public Health. "We're hopeful, but we want to reserve judgment and wait and see how it goes," Jennifer Wind, founder of Unsafe Streets, a local think tank that tracks deaths caused by homeless people in Los Angeles since 2022, told the Epoch Times. "Obviously, residents of LA, people who care about public safety, have been disappointed a lot of times before. We've mostly seen things continue to get worse." Wynn said one of her main concerns of the budget is whether the city will enforce mandatory treatment, since the city's Housing First strategy prioritizes housing over substance abuse treatments and other mental rehabilitation. "What's being done to make sure people start treatment so that they don't just go inside and overdose or attack other people in the building because their psychosis is still untreated?" she asked. Countywide, 27% of the homeless reported long-term substance abuse and 25% had serious mental illness, according to a 2022 report by the Los Angeles Centers for Alcohol and Drug Abuse. Reverend Andy Bales, CEO of the Union Rescue Mission, a faith-based Skid Row housing provider with wraparound services for the homeless, told the Epoch Times that Bass mentioned recovery in her speech, as well as the unfortunate overdose deaths. "So I believe she's going to be making changes to the housing," he said. Bales said that in one-on-one conversations with Bass, she promised to fund faith-based nonprofits, like the Mission, that offer services to the homeless, but it is not outlined in the budget. "Faith-based nonprofits are currently not eligible to receive public funding in the city," he said. Bales added that without additional addiction recovery services and mental health services, building more housing alone will not solve the issue. Venice Beach resident Soledad Urshua, who was chased by a homeless woman parked in an RV outside of her neighbor's house after asking her to move this month, told the Epoch Times she's become used to experiences like this living in Los Angeles and is worried the new record-high budget allocation for homelessness will place a burden on taxpayers. "They're never going to fix the issue because they refuse to call it what it is," she said. "This is a crisis of drug addiction and mental illness." Roxanne Hoag, spokesperson for the Los Angeles GOP, told the Epoch Times that this crisis is not a partisan issue and doesn't just impact homeless people, but the everyday Angeleno who can't take their kids to the park because of dangerous encampments and drug dealing. "But we all know that the problem that Los Angeles, the city, the county and California as a state is facing has to do with enabling drug addiction that masks mental illness, and that is not going to be solved by apartments or tiny homes, hotels, or any purchases," she said. In the budget, Bass, who was elected in November, faces a visible challenge in Los Angeles, with homelessness evident in virtually every neighborhood. However, she asserts her approach will be successful. "We are removing the barriers that have been in place for far too long," they said during her April 17 State of the City speech at City Hall. "We have finally dispelled the myth that people do not want to come inside." Bass said Governor Gavin Newsom has also pledged to provide 500 units of temporary housing to the city, and the Biden administration has sent over $200 million in funding for homeless programs to both the city and county this year. Outlined in the mayor's budget to combat the crisis is $250 million to expand the Inside Safe initiative, which launched late December. Earlier that month, she declared a local state of emergency to bring in additional state and federal funds to urgently get people off the streets and into interim housing. So far, more than 1,000 homeless people have accepted Inside Safe vouchers across the city to move into hotels and motels since the program launched. However, in Bass's speech, she said that nearly 2,000 housing vouchers are going unused due to red tape in the process. Bass said she is adding emergency staff to the housing authority to accelerate the voucher process. New permanent supportive housing units are also being prepared for emergency use in 3,300 existing city-owned properties, and 500 tiny homes funded by the state are being prepared. Bass also plans to use $40 million to acquire more hotels and motels. The budget will further utilize Proposition HHH, with $266 million in investments to create 4,500 new units. Proposition HHH is a $1.2 billion bond passed by voters in 2016 to build 10,000 units of housing in 10 years. Measure ULA, a new policy passed by voters in the last general election, introduces a transfer tax of 4% on the sale of properties valued over $5 million and 5.5% on properties valued over $10 million. The budget proposed by Bass includes an allocation of $150 million from the projected total collections of Measure ULA, which went into effect April 1. A smaller portion of Bass's budget, about $24 million, will be used for substance abuse treatment beds for Inside Safe residents. And $4 million will be allocated towards the formation of 4 medical teams to provide healthcare services to 5,600 homeless individuals, according to the budget summary. Half of this funding has been secured through a Homeless Housing Assistance and Prevention Grant. The Epoch Times reached out to the mayor's office for comment, but did not hear back by press deadline.